So Amy, our listener, is in a situation where she knows it's not paradise with this acquaintance of hers and the boyfriend. But what does she do? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, bestie.
Hey.
Got a question for you, and it's been slowly eating away at me for a while.
Okay.
So there's this girl I kind of know.
Yeah.
Not a close friend, more like an acquaintance. She's been with her boyfriend for 10 years.
Wow. Invested.
It's a long time.
Yep, invested.
And from the outside, she looks perfectly happy. Here's the problem. Her boyfriend is not living the same truth.
Okay.
I know for a fact he's been flirting around because one girl straight up told me he worked on her for a week and then hooked up with her.
Ooh.
I've also seen how he acts at parties when his girlfriend isn't there. Total switch flips. And yeah, he's objectively gorgeous. Mm-hmm. He knows it. Mm. The kind of guy who walks into a room suddenly if a girl just happens to need a drink.
Mm.
He's even made passes at me. And I'm not going to lie, it's flattering for half a second. But then I think about his girlfriend and immediately feel gross.
Right.
It feels like he wants to keep his girlfriend safely parked while he plays the field on the side.
Mm.
Meanwhile, she's out there thinking everything's fine.
Eesh.
So do I tell her and potentially blow up a 10-year relationship when I'm not even close to her?
Right.
Or do I just mind my business and let karma handle it?
Right.
Because on one hand, I'd like someone to tell me.
Sure.
On the other hand, I don't want to be the random acquaintance who detonates someone's life.
Mm.
But 10 years.
That is true.
What do I do? Stay quiet or speak up?
Girl code versus mind your business.
And it's, I mean, this poor girlfriend has been wasting 10 years already. How many more do we let her waste?
I mean, there's part of me that's like, how does she not know? Like, she knows he's, quote, gorgeous.
Sure. But if she's never witnessed that behavior and no one's ever said anything to her.
How do you take a random message from someone you don't know saying, you should probably investigate your boyfriend? Do you blow it off? Is it more, I guess, impactful from a stranger? Or is it more easy to blow something like that off?
Maybe. I did get a call from a stranger.
It was a stranger.
One of them was a stranger. Another one was someone that I knew.
Yeah. What was that? Was that the three-way call thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was a stranger because she was the one that was actually dating my then boyfriend.
Right.
But also I heard from it was one of our coworkers. His girlfriend
mm-hmm.
knew about it. So that was kind of like another stranger that communicated to our coworker. Who then kind of clued me in.
It's like, you better tell Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Her man ain't so truthful.
Uh-huh. And then when the stranger calls and explaining things that are in my house.
So you had, well.
That was kind of good.
So that would be like if Amy's, I guess, companion who had told her that he hooked up with her.
Yes.
Went and said, hey.
Straight to her.
Yeah.
Like, hey, but, are you dating such and such? Yes. Yeah. So was I.
Yeah. For like a week.
Yep.
But do women or do guys, I guess, in that situation, I almost feel like he doesn't hide the fact that he has a girlfriend. He seems to be the type that is very just like, hey, I'm for everyone.
Yes.
So
she's unaware of that.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Typically we're like, hey, not my circus, not my monkeys. You know what? She's going to find out. Let's not get ourselves involved. Maybe that's a different take with this one.
But here's what I'm thinking. Is like the girl that told Amy mm-hmm. that I hooked up with that guy. I almost like want her to slide into the DMs of the girlfriend.
But she may know that he's dating someone and doesn't care.
Okay.
Because again, like, even Amy said, I kind of felt flattered that he made a pass at me.
Right.
So he's got powers.
Well, then maybe she's even more motivated to, like, set him free. So she can keep hooking up with him guilt-free.
Set him free.
She tells the girlfriend and then she dumps him.
All right, 502-795-1997. Voice note or call or text.
10 years.
Let us know how you've handled this situation. I know it's a classic situation, but I feel like this is unique,
but
too.
But it's like, okay, we all, I think, as women, want to look out for other women. Like, when you see someone that has been wasting their time on someone that is not respecting her.
Yeah.
It's all like, does it matter if you don't really know her well?
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. So it's girl code versus mind your business. 99.7 DJX. That's kind of what we're dealing with Amy and her group therapy, where she has an acquaintance who she knows she's been dating her guy for 10 years, and she kind of has it on good authority. Her guy
is dating other people.
Is not respecting that message. Now, Audrey,
she's got at least one girl that came to her and said, yep, he worked on me for a week, and we hooked up.
Yeah. Audrey said on Facebook, look, as just an acquaintance, you don't know the dynamic. If you were her best friend, my advice would be different, but you're not, so stay in your lane.
But there's more people that are saying you've got to speak up. Allison says, I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years. If he was doing these things, I'd be absolutely devastated if no one told me. I'd try sending her actual receipts if you can, like screenshots, pics, videos. Either way, if I was her, though, I'd 1,000% want to know.
Yeah, like, the receipts, I think, is probably something, because Mike on Facebook also says, other than just the word of mouth, where's the proof?
Okay.
If you truly know someone he cheated with, why not have them personally talk with her so you're not the bad person and save your friendship?
Yeah, well, Amy, go to the person who said, yes, I hooked up with him after like,
yeah, but again, it could be a thing where that other person doesn't care. You know, like, okay, so I remember this person I only knew because we were in the same industry.
Okay.
Worked at a radio station in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were at like an event together, and mm-hmm. he's talking with a bunch of us, you know, guy talk sort of thing. And he's all like, hey, so I don't ever take off my wedding ring. And it gets on the conversation of like cheating. He's like, I don't take off my wedding ring. You know, I just want the other woman to know that I've got a.
He openly admits he just cheats.
He's like, I want the other woman to know that I'm married, just so I'm not
expected
or
be like boyfriend
just so she knows,
there's limits.
What she's getting into. Well, I don't want to be dishonest.
Oh, well. And what did you say?
Well,
I can picture your reaction, just kind of like, huh?
That's exactly what I did. I was just like, okay. And there were other people that were there too, so it wasn't just like me. But I was
what
just like,
what did everybody else say?
Wow.
When someone just boldly admits it like that.
Yeah.
In a crowd of people. Yeah, as he was if like, it's like, oh yeah, I do that too.
He was like,
oh, you do too? Me too.
He was like, yeah, I don't take off my wedding ring. I was like, man, okay.
Was like, well, my wife would know instantly.
This person,
no way I can get away with it. You must be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, 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 right. This person doesn't work there anymore. But like, that was a thing where back then I just kind of smiled and nodded.
That sounds exactly like this boyfriend.
Interesting.
In question.
That's what as soon as I heard this or, you know, we did this scenario.
Did he ever get caught?
That's what. I don't know. I don't know.
I need you to follow up.
I don't even know how to get in touch with this person anymore.
Find him on Facebook or something like that. Lisa says, I agree with Kelly. This lady has wasted 10 years of her life, because I'm thinking, you got to tell her, right? Definitely tell her. She may not believe you and choose to stay, but the seeds are planted, and maybe she's going to start looking closer at the relationship. Also, if these women know he's in a relationship and still chose to hook up with him, shame on them.
Yeah. All right. So I think we need to maybe just put it out there. Yeah.
So, well, Trina says, I need to know what the whole worked on her for a week is about. Because if he's some sort of medical professional, dentist, chiropractor, all of that, he needs to be reported immediately. Extremely unprofessional to be using your job to pick up women. Well, that's a good point. We don't know what he does. Or how he worked on her, unless he just kind of kept flirting with her for like a week.
Flirting with her a week.
I think so, yeah.
So yeah, Amy, I'm thinking maybe a smartly crafted message to this person. I mean, if you know how to get in touch with her, I'm assuming you do. You're acquaintances, so
sure,
you probably have ways of getting in touch with her.
And sure, maybe they follow each other on social media.
Maybe. So yeah, maybe there's something that you just need to say. Hey, watch your guy a little bit closer.
Yes. Yes. And maybe you're just honest if she says, you know, it's like, hey, I just, as woman to woman, if I were in this situation, I would want to know.
Yeah, but maybe it's like to the point of other people that are like, you don't know. You know that he hit on you.
Exactly.
So you could even take it from that perspective and like, yes, hey, just so you know,
I don't know, maybe this is your arrangement.
I've observed this, but I know he's hitting on me, and that made me feel uncomfortable.
I don't want him dating anyone else or hitting on anyone else, so I thought, you know, I would just let you know, and you do with it what you will.
Yeah. And if you decide to break up with him, let me know first.
Right, because he is cute.
Because he is very cute. All right. Well, hey, good luck.
We kid. But yes, typically, I am surprised at us, because typically we're like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do anything with this.
All right, getting her business.
Yep.
All right. Good luck. That's group therapy.